Yeah, we're on. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, good evening. Good to see y'all here and those of us online. If you would stand if you can, we're going to start out by singing, "We Will Glorify." We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Who is the great I Am. Amen.
Precious Jesus,
We're so glad that you've redeemed us, precious Jesus. And we lift our hands before you as a token of our love. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come and fill our hearts anew, Holy Spirit. And we lift our voice before you as a token of our love. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Amen. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming God the one, the righteous Lord. In the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holds us fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God has spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. spoken by the Word incarnate. God of God, ere time was born. Light of light to earth descending, Christ as God in human form. God is speaking by His Spirit, speaking to our hearts again. In the ageless Word expounding, God's own message now and then. Through the rise and fall of nations, one sure faith yet standing fast, God abides His Word unchanging, God the first and God the last. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any pick of hymns this evening? We can sing yours if you want. It's the same tune. It'll be real easy to get. It's going to be good. Love's divine, all love's excelling. Love divine, all love's excelling. I forget which page number that's on. I think it was a 600 something. I couldn't hear what she said. Oh, we have a request online. Okay. That's cool. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, pick a hymn online already. Well, what's the pick a hymn online? We can sing it and then sing 648. Oh. Are they requesting the same one? Victory in Jesus? Is that what they're saying? Let's do Victory in Jesus. 353, Victory in Jesus. Yeah.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. about the angel singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Love divine, all loves excelling. Brother Frank requested this song, and I said, we'll do it one of these days. And when I was getting it ready, I discovered we have a few more in our hymnal with the same tune. So, yeah, we'll slowly sing through those. But doing this one tonight.
Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, a pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. Breathe, O breathe, thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit, let us find the promised rest. Take away our bent to sinning, Alpha and Omega be. End of faith as its beginning, set our hearts at liberty. Come Almighty to deliver, let us all thy life receive. Suddenly return and never, never more thy temples leave. Thee we would be always blessing, serve thee as thy hosts above. Pray and praise thee without ceasing, glory in thy perfect love. Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee. Changed from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place. Till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I learned that from a video I saw on John MacArthur's church. They were singing it, and so I said, yep.
Good. Amen. Well, we got a special visitor with us tonight. Old Trevor Lee's in the house. Amen. All right. Way to go. And did she come after you and you not duck? She kept you with what? That'd be a left hook. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Did you go to the dermatologist? No. All right. Ow! That's a nice Band-Aid, brother. That's a nice. Amen. He went to his wife when he got hurt. That's right. Amen. All right. Do we have any praises tonight?
I just want to praise the Lord. I was at a graduation party for the Clarissa Dubose.
Clarissa Dubose.
And yes. and got to see all the Thorntons there and had a good time and just want to praise the Lord that she's graduated and hopefully she makes the right choices.
Where's she heading? She got any after graduation plans?
That I didn't talk to her.
You didn't
about.
Get into that, okay.
Yeah.
And, all right.
You know, she said hi to me and stuff, but she stayed with all of her girlfriends talking doing their things. but.
Amen. All right. Any other praises? Got a praise there, Loopy?
Yes, I praise the Lord that my two sons and my two grandsons went shark fishing yesterday all day, and that they are back home alive, and I'm just thankful for that.
were they in the water or on a boat?
They were in the water. Well, my son does the catch and release. He tags the sharks.
Does
and
he
so,
really?
Yeah, so they, I mean, I've been with them one time. I actually caught a hammerhead shark, and it was very hard to reel in. But, yeah, you just never know with the riptides and all of that kind of stuff. I just was concerned. Anyway, Lord brought them all home safe, and they had a good time, and I'm thankful.
So your two sons and two grandsons.
Yes, there is.
Shark fishing. Were they tagging and releasing? My soul. Shark fishing and made it home.
I just found me something else to attack shark.
He likes that fishing, huh?
Yeah, I told her I'd find me something else to try to tag a shark. That'd be like tagging a lion.
Yeah, it's an adrenaline rush, I'm sure. You got a prayer request back there or a praise back there, Jeremiah?
Both. I'll wait for the prayer request. But
all right.
For the praise for now, it's Sharon Heibarger. Praise that all is well with Justin.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Justin made it. Amen. All right. Very good. Any other praises? Hallelujah, man. Was the whole town off? Oh, my goodness. I did not know that. You slept through that? You slept through that. Oh, my soul.
Man, you must have been tired, dude. You go to sleep, huh? Yeah.
That mouse gets up there and cleans your beard. You know, you're clueless, man. Back on after 12. You said after 12 hours it was off? Oh, my goodness alive. Those poor people. All right. Magnolia Power back on. You got a praise?
Yeah. I praise the Lord that I got this electrical problem fixed at Kevin's
house. Your dryer.
I didn't get electrocuted, you know.
That's a great praise.
Amen, because I'm playing at something without my league there. But John helped me figure it out, so I praise the Lord we got it working. So,
amen.
Amen.
Amen, man. That's a good word. Very good. All right, dryer back on. No electrocution. I hear 220 hertz.
Huh?
I hear 220 hertz.
Oh, man, yeah.
110 will get you, zap you, but you know, 220.
You got to really pay attention so you can't be drifting off or nothing.
Yeah, 220, I don't think you can let go of 220, can you? I think.
No, 220 blows you away.
Oh.
110.
Oh, okay. All right, 220 will knock you off. All right, well, that's one good thing.
I don't want none of it.
Trying to fix that dryer, huh? Oh, my soul. All right, prayer needs.
Okay, so I got a report from my sister that said Darlene went to see her mother and she couldn't get up, so they were taking her to the hospital.
All right.
thing.
All right. Sent to hospital, Miss Lauren. All right. We'll be in prayer for her. We don't know what hospital it is. St. Luke's in the Woodlands. St. Luke's Woodlands. Okay. All right, all right. Thank you for that, St. Luke's of Woodlands. You got one back there, Jeremiah? All right.
From Sharon Heibarger, please pray for Justin as he starts the intense 18-month training classes.
All right.
Ooh, 18 months. Ooh.
And then another one from Sharon, please pray for Mom. She had a procedure yesterday to drain an abscess. Pray for healing and pain relief.
Okay, all right. Justin, 18 months, school. Miss Vicky. Healing from procedure, okay. All right, all right. What else? What else?
Pray. I'm going to pray for my niece, Jenny. I had said
Jenny with a J or Jenny with a G?
J.
Okay.
Okay. Glenn, last name. She, you know, I told you she had that in her head.
Yeah.
Swelling in her head. And
yeah.
It went away for several days, but it's came back.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be pretty painful. This headache is like a migraine nonstop.
And it's from a tear in the...
in the neck, in the vertebrae. It's a leakage.
A leak in vertebrae.
Yeah, my man okay. Vince back there, he knows a lot about it, but he ain't up here. We know. He told me all about it this morning. I don't know how him and Terry know everything about everything. But anyway, and I just want to lift up all the ones that having the addiction, drug addiction.
All right, addiction issues.
I just want to always lift them up, and you know, I guess that could go in unspoken, Brother Lee. You know, we got so many of them.
Yeah. Well, I want to pray for them by name. So give
okay,
me,
that's
give
cool. You like that?
Yeah, give me the
okay,
names.
Okay, can I mention them then? Okay, you know Kevin. Kevin
right.
James.
Yep.
And then I got a good friend went to high school with named Steve Fountain. He quit drinking since February. He had a drinking problem.
Yep.
His son, Stevie Fountain, and he just been about 14 days, 15 days, and he's like Kevin. He got so bad, you know, his bodily function started breaking down.
Yeah.
And Jacob, right?
Yeah.
We got Jacob, Terry's son. We lift him up. And it's just always going to keep these
and
guys.
And then Paul Qualls.
And Paul Qualls. Thank you, sir. Thank you very
Paul
much.
Qualls.
Yeah.
All right. Amen. So Kevin, Stevie, Jacob, and Paul.
And,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. You got another one back there?
Yeah, just from me, from Matt. I can't remember his friend's name, but he was asking for prayer that he, you know, stays off the drugs and quit stealing.
Matt's
and,
friend, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And then prayer for his grandparents.
Grandparents'
Stephen
salvation.
Salvation, yep. Okay, Philip was his name, Matt's friend.
Matt's friend, Philip. All right, grandparents' salvation. All right. We got them? Loopy, you got another one?
There you go, mister.
So I pray for my sister's son, Landon. He just graduated, and so they're going overseas. Him and his buddy are going overseas. That's what she says. I don't know if it's Europe or what, but they'll be gone for 3 weeks, and so pray for their safety just as a fun graduation trip.
Okay.
And she sent it on our family line if we could all pray. His name is Landon.
Safe travels. He's over where?
Well, it says traveling overseas, so she didn't tell us where.
Okay.
And he'll be gone for 3 weeks.
All right.
Also want to lift up my cousin Leroy. Haven't heard from him a couple days. You know, yeah, I was talking to him real good for a little bit, then he stopped responding, so I'm going to call him tonight, but or maybe tomorrow morning.
All right.
But, yeah. So he is still waiting on that liver.
Yeah.
And then pray for Robert, that God would just continue to work in his heart and show him what he needs to know, where it be salvation or just surrender. And that
all right.
Just, he'd do that. And then Stormy Wiseman and her family, the one that had the abusive husband, pray lifting them up and bring them back to church, and also Jackie Geiger and Chris Geiger, and bringing them back to church and for salvation for their homes.
Stormy and what was the other lady's name?
Jackie.
Jackie.
Because when she'll see me, she'll like, oh, I need to come. I haven't been in a little bit. I know Miss Loopy's mad, or, you know, or something like, but she, you know. We just,
right.
Sometimes you just got to stay on them. They had to do that with me, Brother Lee.
Did they?
My sister did. She just stayed on me until
she
I got
just
in.
Kept
and
on and kept
Lord,
on and kept on,
hold,
huh?
Yep.
Amen. All right. Is that all of them? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We're thankful that we can gather in your name. And, Lord, we sing praises to your name. And, Lord, just rejoice in our salvation and rejoice in your presence here with us this evening. Lord, we're thankful for those that are with us online. We're thankful for these folks that are with us here tonight. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and that peace that we talked about this morning, Lord. And thank you that you are a mighty and awesome God that we get to serve. It's a great privilege and an honor, Lord. And thank you for keeping us for all eternity. As we think about these praises, Lord, we're thankful and we praise you that Clarissa has graduated high school. We pray that you would give her wisdom and discernment as she starts this next chapter in her life. And Lord, wherever that may entail or go, we just pray you'd help her be a witness for you. And Lord, just point people towards the cross. So, Lord, we're thankful for Clarissa and her parents and bringing her up in church and her grandparents and all that, Lord. So just pray that she keeps on keeping on. We lift up Loopy's praise about her two sons and two grandsons going shark fishing and making it back home. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got cut. Nobody got bit. So we praise you and thank you for that. We lift up Sharon's praise to you, Lord, that Justin, he made it. He's on his way. Now to his training. So, Lord, we praise you for that. We are thankful and we give you praise that Magnolia, the majority of that town, the power is back on after 12 hours. Lord, we know people are praising you for that and thankful and grateful that they've got refrigeration and AC back on and all that stuff. So, Lord, we just lift that praise up to you. And, Lord, we're thankful that in the midst of James working on his son and daughter-in-law's dryer that he wasn't shocked or hurt or nothing burnt down, Lord, and they got the dryer going. We give you the praise and glory for that, Lord, for Christian friends and Christian help. So, Lord, we're thankful for John in that situation, helping out and getting that thing going. And then, Lord, as we think about these prayer requests, we lift up Miss Lorna to you tonight. We pray for her comfort. We pray, Lord, that you might help her with pain management. Be with those physicians and nurses as they care for her. And, Lord, we ultimately pray for her healing, Lord, but as she struggles with what she's dealing with, this cancer, we pray that you would give her what she needs to withstand what she's having to go through right now. So, Lord, we just pray you be right there with her in that bed and help her and just lead her on. We lift up Sharon's prayer request for Justin as he begins this 18-month long training school for this nuclear submarine program. Lord, we pray you give him the wisdom and discernment to navigate through all that coursework and just come out on the other side licensed up and ready to go and serve there in the Navy. We lift up Miss Bicky to you, and she's healing from a medical procedure. We pray you might help her with her pain and discomfort. And, Lord, just see her through and help her as she heals up from what she's been through. We lift up Jenny Glenn to you tonight and these headaches and this leakage from her spinal cord, Lord, causing all this. We just pray that you might bring this under control, that, Lord, you might bring healing to that part of her body, management, something, Lord. Take that headache, that migraine away from her, Lord. Give her some kind of relief there in that situation. We lift up those that are struggling with addiction. We pray specifically for Kevin, and we lift up Matt's friend, Philip, and we lift up James's friend's son, Stevie, and then Jacob, and Lord, we lift up Paul. All of these struggling with some kind of addictive issue, Lord, whether it be drugs or alcohol or both. And we just pray, Lord, you might deliver them from this. Lord, you might take the desire away. You might bring them to the end of themselves, Lord, and help them know that they can quit on their own, but they cannot stay quit on their own. They've got to find some kind of accountability group, something. To get through this and to get past it. So, Lord, we pray for each of them by name And we just pray, Lord, that you would intervene before they make decisions that might cost them their lives or might damage their bodies to the point of no return. So, Lord, we lift them up. We lift up Matt's grandparents, Steve and Dolores. We continue to pray for their salvation, that you might put people in front of their paths and put good folks that would sow the seeds of the gospel into their lives. And, Lord, we just pray and thanking you in advance that you would get a hold of Dolores and Steve and bring them to a saving knowledge of who you are. Lift up Landon to you, Lord, and this is a family member of Loopy's, and we're praying for his safe travels here after graduation, Lord. Watch over him and his friends as they go abroad and go overseas. We pray they make wise decisions and not foolish decisions. And, Lord, we pray you might bring them home safe. We lift up Leroy, another family member of Loopy's. Lord, we're praying for this liver transplant to go through. Lord, we're praying that she's able to reconnect with him and be a source of encouragement to him. And, Lord, just be a source of spiritual help to him as she talks about the Bible and talks about salvation with her cousin Leroy. And then, Lord, we lift up Robert to you, and we're just asking for spiritual discernment. Lord, lead God and direct him. Show him what he needs to do, where he needs to change. Lord, just help him. We just pray that you would just give him the direction, give him the leadership. And, Lord, just let him see, let him experience, let him just hear, Lord, what he needs to be doing. And then, Lord, we pray for Stormy and Jackie. Lord, we pray for Stormy and that abusive relationship that she's in. We pray that you would help her navigate out of that or change this man's way of treating her. And, Lord, so either reconciliation, but, Lord, we just pray that she wouldn't be abused and wouldn't be hurt and all of those things. So we pray in a hedge of protection around her. And then for Jackie, Lord, we're praying for both of these ladies that you might draw them back to this church or, Lord, another good church, Lord. Just get them in church. We're just praying that they would attend church and have their children in church, hearing the gospel and being brought up and trained in the way they should go. So, Lord, we lift these requests up to you. We pray for our shut-ins tonight, Lord. We pray that they might be encouraged. We're thankful for the many folks that are viewing the services online. And, Lord, we pray that that's a great ministry towards them and for their help and for their nourishment spiritually, their discipleship, Lord. So we just pray for them, and we're thankful for their prayers back to us. And so, Lord, we just lift our shut-ins up to you, Lord. We pray for those unspoken requests that are represented here in the congregation tonight, Lord. As I'm lifting them up here publicly, Lord, I pray that those that have an unspoken request, they would voice that to you privately, Lord. They would give that over to you. And, Lord, we're thankful that you take those things from us and that you're for us and not against us. And, Lord, we can bring anything and everything that we need to bring before the throne of grace. So thank you that we can do that tonight with these unspoken requests. Lord, we pray for Ronnie Holman tonight. We pray for his cancer and pray for his healing. We pray for Ronnie Vaculik, Lord, and all the many physical ailments that he has. Pray that you might touch his body. We lift up John to you tonight. We pray, continually pray for his back. Bring healing to that part of his body as they get ready to go off and do mission work, perhaps up in Missouri. We pray for that group, that Christian Builder group, Lord, that you would just begin to prepare that. And Lord, keep them safe as they figure out where they're heading. And Lord, we just pray everything would come together. And Lord, it would be a good mission trip as they get ready to go. So Lord, we lift all these things up to you. We thank you for all that you're doing and how you bless us. And Lord, we're thankful that we can be in your word this evening. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen and amen. All right, let's take a running start at this and see how far we get. We're still discussing how precious is the blood, right? How precious is the blood? Would be pretty precious, amen? We mentioned, we talked about it a little bit this morning, how precious is the blood. As we ended it last time, we said the principle of progressive revelation. Remember what progressive revelation is? He shows us something. God the Father shows us something early on in the Bible, Genesis, the first five books of the Pentateuch, the books of Moses. And boy, it don't end there. He continues to reveal what he's already revealed. He gives us more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And then we get all the way to the New Testament, and it's finally revealed in all of its fullness. That's called progressive revelation, right? So when we ended, we said the principle of progressive revelation provides us with the key to quickly discern somebody's orthodoxy. What do you mean by that? You'll remember this. We said one of the best tests of orthodoxy, whether someone really has basic biblical belief. Orthodoxy is to determine what value they place on what? The blood of Jesus Christ, right? Thus, anyone who denies the preciousness of the blood, they don't want to talk about the blood. Don't mention to them the blood. Someone who denies that, doesn't want to have anything to do with that, you can be suspect of their faith. You can be suspect. You cannot say for sure whether or not they are or are not, but you can certainly be suspect of their faith. Their faith in the Bible, their faith in Jesus as personal Lord and Savior, their saving faith. Remember, we talked about as we closed it out, the application that I gave you. We don't need to know everything which a certain sect teaches, what a certain church teaches, what a certain denomination believes. Although they may be eager to tell us everything, we don't have to know everything. All we need to know is what they make of the blood of Christ, what they think about the blood of Jesus Christ. It's kind of a litmus test. And that litmus test question that I gave you was, is Christ's blood alone what atones for our sins? Because that's what he shed on the cross. His blood alone that atones for our sin, right? That's the question. It's one of the touchstones for Orthodox Christianity, kind of like the virgin birth, kind of like the resurrection. Amen? Now, this question may not flush out all the heretics, but this question will expose most of them. Most of them, you be sure of that. If they attempt to answer honestly. You ask them in good faith, and they attempt to answer you honestly. Now, as we went on and closed it out last time, we mentioned the preciousness of blood in God's sight. We kind of threw that point out there. We said the Israelites of old learned from Leviticus, as nowhere else up to that point in time, the preciousness of blood to God. They finally figured it out in the book of Leviticus. They finally figured it out in chapter 17. He said it's important. It's important. Now, how much greater value does the blood take on for the New Testament saint whose blessings are all a result of the shed blood of Jesus Christ? And as we closed it out in finality last time, I mentioned what one commentator summarized. He said, the blood is the life of the flesh. Leviticus 17:11. He said, and it is through the atoning blood of Christ that the believer receives redemption. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. We said it's through the blood that we receive forgiveness, Ephesians 1:7, and justification, Romans 5:9, and spiritual peace, Colossians 1:20, and sanctification, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12. That's how we ended it. Now, as we begin it this evening, we say this. Blood is not precious in its own right, but because it is equated with life. Blood is not precious in its own sight, but because it is equated with life. The principle conveyed first in Leviticus 17 is that the life, God's saying it, the life is in the blood. Now, pressing this matter further then, we can safely conclude that God values life as precious. He values life as precious. Blood is the instrument through which atonement is made, which spares the life of the sinner. Life is thus precious to God, for God is the one who created all life. For Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. So if blood, and as we have seen, life is precious, then there are several areas of application that we want to begin thinking about tonight. Number one, the first application is that God values all life. All life. I think sometimes we think He just values our life and the lives of the people down there on the border trying to get into our country. He don't really value that life much, but He values our life because we're Americans. Right? And we're a little bit, no, we're not any better than anybody else across the world. It's all life. Right? Let the abortionists take note. Let those who talk about quality of life beware. Oh, that loved one's struggling, and that loved one, boy, they really got a tough time of it. And boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could just ease that loved one's suffering? That's way above our pay grade. You know what I'm saying? He values all life, right? He gives us the grace and the mercy to go through the valley of the shadow of death. He promises to be there with us. Amen? Right? God is the giver of life. Satan, through sin, he seeks to destroy life, does he not? Now let us prove to be on God's side by seeking to save life rather than to destroy it. And pressing the fact that God values all life to its personal level, we can say with great conviction, I can say it tonight with great conviction, that God values your life. Each and every one of you, those online, God values your life, right? He values it. And we can get really honest tonight when we talk about God valuing your life. God values your life much more highly than you do. Oh, you think you might value your life, but He values your life a lot more than even you do tonight. The second application is the measure of the value which God has placed on your life is the price which He was willing to pay to save it. The very precious blood of His only Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? According to the standard, God has placed infinite value on your life. On each of our lives, there is infinite value placed. So may you and I value our life in the light of the value that God has ascribed to it. Further, knowing the value which God has assigned to life enables us to better grasp the evil of sin, which seeks to destroy life by producing death. See, sin can only be appraised in the light of its ultimate result, which is death. And death can only be evaluated in the light of its opposite, which is life. How ugly sin is then in the light of the value of the life which it seeks to destroy. Sin is awful. Ugly. The third application is, if we truly treasure the blood of Christ, then we will seek not to defile it. The preciousness of the blood of Christ is a very pertinent factor in the life of the Christian. Peter, he maintains that the preciousness of the blood is to be the Christian's motivation for purity, for avoiding profaning the price of our redemption. In other words, to resist the goal of purity and holiness for which the blood of Christ was shed is to profane the price, meaning the blood which was paid to realize this goal. Now, I'll try to explain that to you after I get a drink. The regulations which God gave to the Israelites in chapter 17 of the book of Leviticus were intended to prevent the profaning of the blood of living creatures. It should be granted then that what is precious should not be profaned. And you may be wondering, preacher, are there ways in which the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is profaned? I believe there are. Let me share a few ways with you. First, the believer profanes the blood of Christ by persisting in the very sin from which the precious blood was intended to cleanse us from. Listen to these most sobering words from the book of Hebrews, which will probably be the next book I preach through. Hebrews chapter 10, 29 through 31, it says, "How much severe punishment do you think he will deserve who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. Hebrews 10:31 says, it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Still with me? Amen? So are there ways in which the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is profaned? I believe so. A second way in which the Christian can profane the precious blood of Christ is by a disregard for the Lord's table. A disregard for the Lord's table. Or by misconduct in the remembrance of the Lord's death. Now, you will recall that in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the misconduct of the Corinthian saints was described. The result was that some were judged by sickness and some by death. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30. The reason given by Paul was that the saints did not judge the body rightly. They did not judge the body of Christ rightly. They did not judge the elements which represented the body of Christ rightly. 1 Corinthians 11, 29. A part of this was surely that the blood, as symbolized in the wine, of which some drank too much of, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 21, thus was disregarded and thus was profaned. Now, you pray this through. If you think I'm wrong, you come and talk to me about it. But there are congregations that seek to reach other denominations of folks. And so, although the church as a body does not observe the Lord's Supper each and every Sunday, to draw people from other denominations that are used to taking the Lord's Supper every Sunday, they'll have somebody over here off to the side giving the elements of the Lord's Supper while somebody's up here with the smoke and the lights singing a praise song, or somebody's up here giving announcements, or somebody's up here giving the introduction of their sermon, and kind of a, almost like a three-ring circus. You understand what I'm saying? You ever been to the circus? There's no really one focus, is there? No, I'm watching three different things at once. I would suggest to you, you find yourself in that kind of a situation, that's a church you probably want to get out of. They are profaning the very blood of Christ. His blood is not off here to the side. His blood is the whole focus of what we're doing. Does that make sense? Now, if I'm being over the top, you pray that through, and I'll certainly take any comments or concerns that you have on advisement. But I don't think I could ever be a part of that. Well, you know, we want to take the Baptist off our name, and whatever, I don't care. But don't profane the blood of Jesus. Don't do that. If you're going to observe the Lord's Supper, by all means, observe the Lord's Supper. Everybody, observe the Lord's Supper. That's the whole point and the focus of it, amen? Not only is misconduct at the Lord's table profaning the blood of Christ, but also absence from the Lord's table. Absence from it. There are many who view communion as a ritual at best to be endured and then to only occasionally. Those who consistently fail to commemorate the Lord's death not only disobey the command of our Lord, Luke 22, verses 19 through 20, but they profane the blood He has shed by valuing it so little that they fail to commemorate His death as He has instructed us to do so. And I know what you're thinking online, folks. You're thinking, well, how in the world? You have communion. I can't get there physically. I cannot get to the church. But you can do this. You can get you some juice, and you can get you some cracker. And friend, when we're participating in the Lord's Supper, you can be right there with us every step of the way. Amen. The beautiful thing we have going on here, right? Right? I'm coming into your home via the YouTube or however else you're getting this, right? Take advantage of that. Participate in the Lord's Supper with us. Well, preacher, I just don't feel comfortable doing it. Well, then you can call and you can request, and I will come. And it won't be a sidebar. It'll be just me and you and your home and the Lord and the Holy Spirit, and we'll observe the Lord's Supper together. Amen? I'll do that. It won't be a third. It won't be a fifth wheel. It'll be the main deal right there in your living room or in your kitchen. Amen and amen? Now, how important is this Lord's Supper? Well, men, you may have run across this before. Forget your anniversary if you're married. And you get a small taste of what such neglect conveys to your loved one, right? Neglect the Lord's table in the light of what we have learned of the blood. And I'm telling you, you're profaning His blood. You're in a church. You're attending a church. They don't have a program to observe the Lord's Supper table. We do it here 4 or 5 times a year. I try to get a fifth one in every time. They don't have a program to do that. You've been in the church for 6 months. You've never heard of the Lord's Supper table. Never heard of communion. That'd be a church you need to leave. That would be a church you need to get gone from. You understand what I'm saying? They are neglecting the very blood of... They are neglecting putting a focus on. They are neglecting the very point of what Jesus told us to do. Remember His death and His shed blood for us. I would get out of that one. I'd be gone. Amen? Down the road, moving on. Now, there is essentially but one way in which non-Christians profane the blood of Jesus Christ, and that is by esteeming it of so little worth that they seek acceptance with God on the basis of their own works in place of the atonement in which Christ shed His own blood. Now, you try to imagine this. You're not going to be there if you're saved, but just try to wrap your head around it. Imagine standing before the judgment seat of God. You're going to be at the Bema seat of God, which is the reward seat. And all of your stuff is going to go through the refiner's fire. Amen? And you're going to be rewarded based on what comes out on the other side. But the lost man or woman, they're not going to be at the reward seat. They're not going to be at the Bema. They're going to be at what's called the white throne judgment, the great white throne. Imagine standing before the judgment seat of God. It gives me chills thinking about it because I'm not going to be there. And having God ask you but one question, the answer to which determines whether you spend eternity in heaven or in hell, and everybody at that judgment are going to hell. But the question, I assure you, will have something to do with the blood. Something maybe like this. What have you done with the shed blood of my Son? What have you done with that? What have you done? God cares nothing. God cares nothing for what you have to offer, but only for what He Himself has offered you. Amen? His only begotten Son. Remember back in the day, football game? I mean, I'm talking a long time ago. I'm talking when I was a kid. Somebody get ready to kick a field goal or an extra point, and what would the sign be in that end zone? John 3:16. Amen? Well, them days are gone, aren't they? Yeah, they're gone. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, right? That whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. First verse I ever memorized, John 3:16. That's a good one if you're going to memorize one. Amen? Now, how dare any man or woman who thinks they could offer God anything for their own redemption when God has paid the price in full, right? As the cost of the blood of His Son. So, for those of you with me online, for those of you watching this after the fact, If you have never claimed the blood of Christ for your own salvation as payment for your sins, it's time. It is time. I urge you to do so, and to do so sooner than later. Do so now as you watch this. If you would hesitate, then let me leave you with this solemn thought. Every man and woman will give an account for the blood of Christ. Those who accept it as God's atoning gift will spend eternity giving praise to God and to the Lamb for that blood. Amen? And those who reject it will have these words with which to identify. What words are you talking about, preacher? The words of those who at the trial of our Lord called forth to Pilate as they rejected him as their Messiah. You know what they said? He said, I'm washing my hands of this deal. And do you know what they said? They said in Matthew 27:25, his blood be on us and our children. Let me tell you something. Those are words that will haunt every unbeliever for all eternity. For those who reject the blood of Christ as their atonement will find it to be their accuser. Making sense? He's either the God of your salvation, he's either the Savior of your salvation, or he is the judge of your condemnation. He is the judge that will send you to that place. So those of you with me online, take note, take heed. Don't play around. Amen? We'll end it there and try to finish up chapter 17, the context of it, the content of it, on Wednesday night. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. We thank you, Lord, that we can get through what we had to get through. Lord, you allowed us to speed up and to really focus in and really receive it tonight. Lord, we're thankful we've been able to cover everything in the time we've been able to cover it. And so, Lord, we pray as we prayed this morning that we would take the Word of God out of these four walls and we would spread it far and wide along the highways and the byways which you send us and lead us and guide us and direct us. And, Lord, may you get the glory and the honor for what you're doing in our lives. And, Lord, may we understand how privileged and blessed we are to be a part of what you're doing. Give us safety as we depart this place. I pray we have a victorious week in Christ this coming week. Lord, may we find it good to be in your word and find it comforting and peace-giving to be in prayer to you. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. All right, you're dismissed. Men's and ladies Bible study. That's going to be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Don't forget, men's and ladies Bible study. All right.